glad to have you all here with us. Everybody been having a good week?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anybody have any uh-huhs or ah-has or oh no they have that they would like to mention this morning? We're wrapping this up for the week. I heard somebody take a deep breath like you want to talk.
Well, you know what, Monty, this is Susan. I don't know if this is a good time to bring it up, but it's about foods. You know what, for people that are pasta lovers and have that starch craving, I found a product put out by people called House, and it's tofu shirataki, and it's a noodle-shaped tofu, mm-hmm. and you can use it for pasta, soups, or sukiyaki. And I've been going crazy. It is so good. I'm telling you, it really does kill your carb cravings.
Do you know what the counts are in regards to that protein?
Yeah. Let's look at it. It says, hold on a second. 2 servings per package. 1 serving is 4 ounces. It has 0.5 gram total fat, total carb 3 gram, and protein 1 gram. And they also have this in fettuccine.
Great.
Okay, and I make the fettuccine with the tomato sauce, et cetera, and crushed tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the shirataki tofu-shaped noodle, I make lo mein all the time. I mean, it's delicious.
What is the brand?
House. House.
And it's tofu shirataki noodle?
Yeah, noodle-shaped tofu. Shirataki is Shirataki.
Okay.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. Those are little tidbits that we get by being on this call every morning. Little things kind of pop up. I know it's one thing I've always heard Nancy say is when she's been on the call is that it seems like every day something comes out that she didn't know but knows, and that's the whole idea of speaking up is we've all got things that we're doing either to tweak or to modify the program, in particular for our own ways. And one of the other things I just wanted to talk, and the reason I asked this, Susan, for those of you new people on the call, what the count was, is that's very, very important because we're taught that to have, in order to, for our bodies to function properly hormonally, which is very important, and particularly insulin in your body, whether you're a diabetic or a non-diabetic, the whole idea is that if we can keep certain hormones balanced in our bodies and the eicosanoids and those type of things, that our body responds marvelously to the way that it needs to do and function the way that it needs to function. And if we can keep that count right, and I'll just be real quick with the count if you don't mind, it's 7 protein, 9 carbs, and 3 fats. And for a lady, that would be 3 of those, which would mean 21, 27, and 9. And for men, you just make it 4 times that particular figure. And we try to have at least 3 main meals a day and 2 snacks. And the reason we do that, and I know you've all heard if you do any reading on the weight loss or weight gain or whatever, it's important to keep our bodies hormonally balanced the way that they need to be. And eating that particular way through the lifestyle program does marvelous things for us. And I know there's a lot of us on this call that our health and our bodies weren't the way they needed to be, and starting to eat this way, of course, I can only speak for myself, but I've been able to come off all of my medications because I now, as Dr. Sears says, that food is a drug, and if we put the proper food in our mouth and the proper amounts, it's amazing what our body can do. It was designed to heal itself, to take care of itself, and most of the times I personally abused my body over all these years. And when I finally got smart and listened to this call and started doing the things that I needed to do, amazing things happened. And I know we have a lot of stories out there that people have done exactly the same thing. We each have our own story. It doesn't matter whether you want to lose 5 pounds or you have this little discomfort here or maybe you're not thinking quite fast enough or you're wondering what's happening to your memory or things just aren't functioning properly in your body. And I really believe this in my own mind, and that is that if we go back and look at what the foods we put in our mouths and the amount we put in our mouths, that probably in a lot of cases that's the reason we're having the problems that we're having. And if we can just get that corrected and get back kind of on track, amazing things happen. Okay. And that's the nice thing about food, I found out, is that, you know, food, you know, Dr. Pedersen always talked about it. You know, a lot of people have questions in regards to their vitamins and minerals and the other things that we have in the NECAN line, and whether when they should take them or when they shouldn't take them, or before, after, this or that. And I just really believe that you just, as long as you're taking them, that's the key that's important. But not only that, but the synergistic effect of a kind of like our wellness home. You know, we talk about the synergistic effect of our wellness home. Well, I believe that's so true with our food, our vitamins and minerals and the things we put into our body, that sometimes we, if you put it in together, certain things work in combination, work better than basically alone. So, does anybody, any new person on the call, have any particular questions at this time in regards to either lifestyle or body balance?
I just want to ask Susan where she found her.
You know what, I'll tell you something. Here in Florida, we have, this is not a health food store. It's the regular grocery store called Publix.
Uh-huh.
I found it. They have a organic section.
Okay.
You know, with like tofurkey bologna and
right.
kielbasa and stuff like that, and cheeses, tofu cheeses. And I found it right in there. And that and the fettuccine noodles. And the, let me tell you this. The actual, the brand name is House, right? But the company itself is House Foods America Corporation. And they're in Garden Grove, California. And they even have a website here.
I just got on the website. It's pretty easy to just Google it, and it pops right up.
Oh, got it. Thank you.
So it's in a refrigerated area, right?
Yeah, yeah. They say you can't freeze it in perishable keep refrigerated, but it's got no cholesterol, no sugar, 10% of calcium per serving, and it's easy to cook. All you have to do is parboil it for 2 to 3 minutes.
Does it say how many ounces per serving, Susan?
4.
And it only has 1 protein?
Yeah. Can you believe it? Yeah, 1.
So
you know when I make mine, I put either tempeh in it or tofu itself.
Mm. How much carb is in it?
Okay, a serving, which is 4 ounces, is 3 carbs. But you know what? I'm telling you, this stuff is so good, I eat the whole 8 ounces in the bag. Good. Great. We love it.
Yeah, you could almost incorporate that into a snack, couldn't you?
Yeah, really?
Talk about for people to say this, we don't get enough to eat. Boy, there's a filler that a person could put in there for a snack or a meal.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to tell you. This is the best part. The fiber is 2 grams.
Really?
Yeah. So that's 1 carb, 4 ounce serving.
And they're wheat and gluten-free.
Yeah, exactly. Are you looking it up or something?
I'm on the website.
I believe it.
Well, that's one thing, too. You know, I utilize the web a lot of times, too. It's difficult for me to talk and be on the telephone, so I can't use my web right now. But, you know, that's an amazing thing. You need to always remember, if you have questions, you know, the Internet is an amazing thing. It can be good and it can be bad. But when we're searching for things or ideas, you know, there's a lot of information. Of course, that's sometimes good, that's sometimes bad. But, you know, when we have situations like this, that web really comes in beneficial to us. Anybody have any questions?
Yeah, I came in the middle. This is Onita. What are you talking about?
We're talking about Ritz crackers and cheddar cheese and sour cream and olives and all those good things that we just know will kill us. Excuse me. We know that's good for us. Go ahead, Susan. Tell us.
It is, the brand name is House. It's tofu shirataki, and it's a noodle-shaped tofu that you can make spaghetti with, and it's delicious. Or you can make lo mein with, and they even have fettuccine noodles. And a 4-ounce serving has actually, when you take the fiber out, has 1 gram of carb, has 1 protein gram, and has 0.5 grams of total fat.
How could that be utilized in other ways? Does anybody have any suggestions in regards to how that particular product could be utilized in our lifestyle program? I mean, I'm not a cook, so.
Well, you can put it in soups. I know that.
Yeah. Okay.
So, have you tried it with spaghetti sauce on it?
Oh my God, it's a killer. I mean, literally a killer.
Well, what does that mean? Good for you or bad for you?
Well, it all, you know, for me that means, when I say it's a killer, I mean, oh, yuck, excuse me. It's so good. I mean, I'm having a real pasta noodle dish. I mean, there's no pasta. This is not a pasta product, but it tastes as good as a pasta product to me. It's so good when you put the tomato sauce in, and then I put basil and oregano, maybe, and then I put, a little bit of, a crushed canned tomato. I put a little garlic in it. It's so good. It's really good.
And to bring the protein up, do you put chicken or something like that in it?
Well, you could, but you know what? I eat tofu at least once a day, so I put more tofu in it.
So you're using tofu as your protein.
Yeah. I eat tofu at least once a day, so, yeah.
What are the ingredients in this product, Susan?
Ingredients. Hold on.
I knew that was coming sooner or later from Nancy.
Here we go. Sure. Filtered water, tofu, soybeans, calcium sulfate, gluconomodeltolocone, help me, yam flour, and calcium hydroxide.
Sounds good to me.
Huh?
Sounds good to me. Was there anything in there, Nancy, that you should be concerned about?
I just wondered how long the list was.
Not too bad, right?
No, it doesn't sound too bad.
Mm-mm.
As long as there's not a lot of chemicals there to give it the taste.
Yeah.
Well, I imagine it doesn't have much taste by itself. It's the garlic and the tomatoes and all the things you add to it that would give it the taste.
Right. So, Judy, here's the pasta you're looking for.
Yes, absolutely. That is a good answer for me.
Good.
Good.
Thank you for that.
Well, thank you for that information, Susan.
You're welcome.
Okay. Does anybody else have any good information on recipes or products that you've located? Well, if not, why don't we do it at this time? We're about a little bit after the quarter after the hour, and why don't we, for those of us that are doing points and everything else, why don't we go ahead and report that at this particular time, if you'd like. I'll go ahead and report mine. I had a 9 yesterday.
Good.
Bonnie has a 9.5. Bonnie has a 9.5. Why don't we just call that a 9.5?
I just did half my exercise.
I was going to say, what is a half?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Bonnie. Next.
This is Sherry. I had a 9.
9. And this is who?
Sherry.
Sherry. Good morning, Sherry. And Sherry had a 9 from Yakima. Next.
Susan, 8.
Susan had an 8. Next. Well, thank you for reporting those points. For those of you that are new in the call or listening in for the first time, what we do, we have a point system that we try to adhere to as best we possibly can on a daily basis, which in turn allows us to have the best kind of a health program that we can have. And I'll run over those points real quick because sometimes new people in the call, one of the questions they have is, well, what do you mean by the points? Well, the points are real quick, if you don't mind me saying them right up front. They're basically for eating. 5 of them are for basically putting the proper food in our mouth, and that's 3 basically meals and 2 snacks, and that's usually between lunch and dinner. Of course, if you feel you need your snack earlier, the main thing is don't allow the stomach to not have anything in it within 4 to 5 hours. You should be having something in there. If you're doing the body balance program, basically if you're adhering to the body balance program, the way that it was designed in the book that comes with it, we'll just go ahead and give you the 5 points because we know that you'll eventually move on over to the other side of lifestyle and incorporate into those shakes and similar things the nice chewable types of foods. One of the other points, and basically probably everybody here on this call, I'm sure and hopeful that I know for sure you got at least one, whether you're new or not, and that's by sleeping on a magnetic mattress pad. The other one is drinking 8 to 10 glasses of 8-ounce water or half your weight in ounces of the wonderful living water, the PIMAG water, along with optimize it as maximum for it to be. The other one is to be taking the nutrition, either possibly the men's and kins and men or women's, and then supplemented on whichever particular nutrients that you feel that you need for your particular body. The other one would be to exercise and the good old cardio strides for a nice brisk walk for at least 30 minutes a day, and then basically wearing them for another 2 to 3 to 4 hours, which basically helps keep the metabolism up and keeps the weight coming off and keeps the heart nice cardio exercising the heart, I'll put it that way, keeping the metabolism up also. The other way thing is to journal, and it's very important to journal because we all know that those people that are successful in life normally write their goals down. The idea of journaling is to know by putting the food down that you ate for each particular meal, the quantity of it, and how you felt 2 to 3 hours afterwards is very important because it's a way that you can actually tell whether the proper foods that you're eating are beneficial for your body or whether you need some more protein or you need more fat. And if you come on the call and need to have a question about if things aren't working right, that we can assist you by going back and looking what you had that last day or last meals or what your, if your balance is properly. And I know that really helped me out once I finally, I thought I had the program down right and come to find out I was still eating too much protein. But when I got that right, things really started to happen. So does anybody have any questions about the points or any other addition about the points? Nancy, did I get everything?
I think so.
Okay, good. You got anything you'd like to say this morning? Nancy kind of takes over for me when I'm not here, and she co-hosts this with me every Friday morning. And do you have anything you'd like to say at this time? Any ideas or suggestions? Put you on the spot, didn't I?
You've been going very well. I have nothing to say right now.
Okay, good, good. Well, just, I guess, does anybody have any thing that you'd like to say at this, any questions that you have right now?
I do have a question.
Go.
About the sleep mask. Can
yes.
I ask about that?
You certainly can, ma'am.
What does that do for you, for anybody?
Well, for me, I use it. This is Judy. I use the sleep mask periodically because we live on a lake and the lights from the houses around the lake sometimes keep me awake. And I find when I have a complete dark room to lay down in, I rest better. And particularly if I ever lie down during the day, which I don't need to now that my stamina is growing, but putting on that mask, I guess it releases something in your body, the melatonin, that makes you go to sleep, because it makes me go to sleep pretty fast.
Thank you.
Now,
also, it helps stuffiness in nose, like from sinuses.
Anybody else have a suggestion or could answer that question?
Well, this is Anita, and my optometrist said that anything that brings extra blood flow to the eyes is good, so... And I had talked to him about somebody that had macular degeneration, and that was his comment. He said anything that brings extra blood flow is helpful. So that's a good reason to wear it.
Okay.
Yeah, and talking about the sinuses and the blood flow to the eyes and everything else, you know, and as a diabetic, it's one of the things that I had to be concerned about was my eyes, you know, going blind. And most diabetics do have that particular problem, but because of the system, I'm no longer considered to be a diabetic. But the whole point of it is that any time you can put any type of a magnetic field on a particular item, I know my upline diamond, Dr. Stan Johnson, had a glaucoma problem, and I know that he basically did some, and I'm not making any medical claims here whatsoever, I'm just talking about what Doc did, but he, in regards to that, used the sleep mask and the minis to begin with, and it was amazing how the pressure in his eyes got to come towards normal, and the doctor was absolutely amazed. So that is not a medical claim, but that's just a that happened to somebody that utilized that particular product.
So that mini, where was that put?
He put it right over the eye.
He did, night. And the mask over that.
Well, you know, he started out with the minis at that particular time because he was experimenting with one eye is all he was doing.
Okay.
Because he had the pressure was bad in both eyes, so he did it in one eye, and when he went back to the doctor, whenever he went back to the doctor, the one eye that he had been putting the mini over, the pressure was quite a bit lower.
Okay.
So there's a lot of reasons. It's just, to me, it's just another side of the pillow. We sleep on magnetic magnets in the pillow, and it seems to be beneficial for a lot of reasons. And, of course, every reason that has been stated here on the call this morning is all good reasons to be utilizing it.
Oh, that's really helpful. Thank you.
You bet.
I also use my mask when I travel on an airplane. I use my mask, and I always take earplugs with me. And if you sit beside a very fussy child, you can just go into your little cocoon and forget it.
Hey, we ought to get a hold of the airline companies and tell them that if there are people that are frustrated with little munchkins sitting alongside of them, Susan know before we kind of get in, try to get into the book here this morning, is that I think what I'm going to do is also call the people at House, and I'll get on the web and find out what that is, and I'm going to have them go to lifestylesupport.org and listen to that great commercial for that their particular product. Might get you a job on it.
Oh, does everybody know the Gauss rating between the Mini and the Sleep Mask?
I don't know it right offhand. I know all those readings are in your catalog on the back in the last page of the price guide in the catalog. It shows all the Gauss of each particular magnetic product that we do have.
I was just wondering if they're comparable. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You betcha. Thanks for bringing that up. Okay, where were we on the book? I'm sorry I wasn't here yesterday.
Bonnie, this is Mary Lou. I wanted to share just a second.
Go ahead.
And tell you that I had my cholesterol tested yesterday morning.
Yes, ma'am.
And I've always had to really work with it. And so with all of my nutritionals and everything that I'm doing, the girl said, well, I know. I said, well, what's my number? And she said, well, it's at least. So I know it's 150 or below because that our machine doesn't go any lower than 150. Good news for yesterday. Just share it with you.
That's exciting. What do you contribute that to, Mary Lou?
Well, I just do all of my Nick Hems. I'm doing everything. You know, I do the Jade Green enzymes. I do my Stiaga. Starting with the Stiaga first, and it's just gradually brought it on down, and then I've really been adding my Jade Greens, mm-hmm. and I do the Lactoferrin. I just do the whole program, and I just think that's what it's contributed to, because I haven't taken the medication of any kind.
All those drugs you're taking down there in Texas, I'll tell you, they're working, aren't they?
They are.
You know what, I've even found out they work here in the Southwest, and even up in the Northwest. It's amazing what I hear about people telling me about these drugs we take. It's exciting. The best drug, though, of course, is what, ladies? Food. That's exactly right. It was all designed for a purpose. Each particular food has a benefit and value for our body, and that's the important of it.
What was your cholesterol start with, Mary Lou?
I've been as high as 3-something.
Whoa.
400, and I mean, right. Over several years. I mean, I've worked with it with diet, and then they give me... They would give me, you know, the different ones and the statins, and they would hurt, you know, my body, and I would hurt, and this and that and the other. And I just thought it was possibly, you know, just growing older and this and that and the other. I didn't have any idea that it was those drugs I was taking for the longest that was making me have all these pains in odd places.
It's amazing. I've been watching, you know, anymore if you watch any television, you know, you're going to see, and that's when you sit down and watch that TV. In that process, whether it be an hour or 2 hours or whatever you're particularly watching, all of a sudden, up on the screen is going to pop somebody talking about a great product that has just been released or a product that takes care of arthritis or cholesterol or anything, you name it. And she says, it really did wonders for me after I started taking it. And then all of a sudden, for about the next 30 seconds or 35 seconds in the commercial, they're talking about all the bad effects of what, well, this could give you gastrointestinal problems, this could cause heart failure, you could die from it, you could get diarrhea, you could do all this kind of that. And you know, when I finally realized that by being on this program, that all the side effects of all the products, and I was taking products, excuse me, all the chemicals that I was taking, out of almost every one of those chemicals that I was taking was weight gain, excuse me. And when I looked at all those negative things that I was putting into my body, and I could reverse that effect by putting in the proper foods the way that we're taught in this program through this wonderful program, Lifestyles, the proper foods to eat and the proper amounts, that's why I was so wonderfully amazed how I could come down off of my chemicals that I was taking. And today I take none, and I've been doing that now for over a year, and it's totally exciting to know that I've been able to replace that with wonderful things that were put on this earth to benefit my body. And all I had to do was just wise up, understand that how I was poisoning my body over all these years with that accumulative effect. You know, that half a bag of potato chips or that one hamburger or that one order of fries, you know, it didn't hurt me at that particular time. It wasn't going to kill me the next day, but it also wasn't going to make me any better. But that accumulative effect of everything I had done in my life, you know, and I got in this program when I was 63 years of age, and I'm 65 now. Well, it's amazing how I've been able to turn that situation all around in that short time frame, just believing in this program and realizing that what I was taught was the truth, And if I just utilize that truth, backed up by a wonderful company called Neekin, and utilizing the products which puts my body in a natural effect, I got amazing results from it. And I'm off of my soapbox again, so I'll jump back and ask the question again. Where were we in the book? Or where should we be in the book?
Well, I've got Mark chapter 11, but I don't know if I'm right or not.
What page is that?
It is 149.
149. Okay, well, I'm kind of an oddball, so I'll just see, find something here at 149 that I can probably start reading. Oh, the fine-tuning the zone. That's where we're at. We got through all the nutritionals and everything else, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the good things for our body. You got that right. Okay. Fine-tuning the zone. For those of you that are here with us for the first time, it's this is the book called The Week in the Zone that we're going to read a little bit out of this morning. And it's called, we're on chapter 11, page 149. It's called Fine-Tuning the Zone. And these are the words of coming directly from the mouth of Dr. Barry Sears. And that's the gentleman who did put the zone and the research behind it. This will help further master the zone. If you are doing well using the Iron Palm method, that's how we sometimes we go out to eat, or sometimes people utilize that program compared to the blocks, then you don't have to read this chapter carefully. However, the information contained in this chapter will enable to use the fine-tuned zone to your unique biochemistry. The zone is not a diet, and I really believe that. The zone is not a diet. The zone is a lifestyle. It's a new way of eating. This is me speaking now, for the purpose of having good and better health for not only ourselves, but our children, our families, and anybody that we come in contact with that we feel could be beneficial to this. Diet can be thought of as short term. Well, I guess this is what he's going to say. Deprive and hunger to lose excess weight, only to return to your old eating habits, which originally caused the weight gain in the first place. The zone is a lifelong food management program based on balance and moderation for better insulin control. You know, sometimes people, that they think they only really need to be concerned about their insulin when they're either pre-diabetic or are diabetic, and you can not be a pre-diabetic if you take more concern about what the insulin is doing in your body prior to before the doctor says those magic words to you, I'm sorry, but you're a diabetic. And those are words that most people fear. It just puts chills in their bodies. And I know my doctor told me that first time that I was a diabetic, the only thing I could think of was giving myself some shots, even though they only put me on oral medication. Think of the zone as a hormonal checkbook. And I'm going to repeat that again. Think of the zone as a hormonal checkbook. In other words, you can either have a negative or a positive, but what you always want to do is stay as balanced as you possibly can. Like your checkbook, like your regular checkbook, you don't have to balance it to the penny to make it work. You only want to assure yourself that there is enough money in the account so that the next check you write don't bounce. The zone is similar. You want the best possible balance of protein, carbohydrates, and fat at each meal to achieve the right hormonal action, but you don't have to balance your meal to the exact grain each and every time. And that's the nice thing about that is that this particular program, if you get a little bit out of balance one meal, the next thing, if you're going to come back, get the next meal or the next snack, get it in balance, you're right back on the program again. And I'm going to leave it there right now, if you don't mind. So, Ruth, guess you know where we are now on page 150 for Monday. And Ruth will be with us here on Monday morning, I believe. She's got some wonderful knowledge and information for each and every one of us. So I'd just like to say the week's here, the week's come, the week is gone. It's going to be a new one here starting up shortly, so we want to stay in this program as much as we possibly can, whether you're using the body balance of the lifestyle. And for those of you that spoke up, Judy and Bonnie and Mary Lou and Susan and Nancy and Onita and Sherry, I just want to thank each and every one of you for speaking up. We appreciate your input. Go out and make it a 10. Do the best you can. Don't be afraid to talk to somebody about a particular situation today in your Neekin business. Have a great one. Ruth will be here Monday morning.
Thank you. Hey, can you get the website of that house?
Ruth, you still here?
Well, that's okay, Monty. I emailed her, so.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, she's here.
Susan, do you have it?
What do you want?
The website?
Oh, the website. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Okay. www.house.com/ foods.com.
Foods plural?
I'm sorry?
Foods plural?
FOODS.
Plural.
And it's house, house. That's house foods,
H-O-U-S-E.
I got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, this is Susan. Thank you for that information. Okay,
but we'll have spaghetti.
Good. You go out and have a great weekend. Make
bye.
It a 10.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. Okay. Thanks, Nancy.
Have a good one.
You do the same, dear.
Everything doing okay as well?
Looks like we're going to probably be here. I'm going to probably around the 20th, 21st is when I'm going to be able to get home. So.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, okay. You know, little ups and little... Oh, Mom?
Yeah.
Well, you know, her age and everything else and the pressure that's on her down here with just
yeah.
the stress is just... You know, I tried to get her back home,
right.
and she just wouldn't... We got close to the airport, and she just would not get on the plane.
Oh, wow.
So we had to make another decision. I was thinking about if I had to, driving her back home, but that wouldn't then jump on a plane and come back down. But she decided to try to... Whatever. So we'll be home around the middle of that week of the 19th to the 23rd, depending upon what the travel's like. She has a friend in L.A. that she, because of her age, would like to see one more time. So, we will probably do that.
Yeah, one day at a time.
Yep. Now, so I hope to be, I don't know if I'll be, you come in every Friday morning, correct? I mean, you're here every day,
yes,
right?
Generally, unless something comes up, yeah.
Okay, well, try to be on the call Friday, but if I can't, just go for it, dear.
Okay.
Would you do that for me?
Sure.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, well, I hope things would settle down there for you.
Oh, they will. They just will. You know, I can either look at it as a negative or a positive, and right now I'm just trying to make the best of it that we possibly can, and health-wise.
It'd be challenging to get through, though.
Well, it's okay. It's life.
I
know. I had that challenge with my health and wanted to give up in life and realized that wasn't the smart thing to do, particularly understanding this program and being able to get my health back.
Sure.
Love you, dear. Have a great day.
Have a great one.
Okay, bye.